and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing the program in with our theme song, No One Else, composed and performed by Gregory Stafford. I like those sounds he put in there, including the xylophone. You hear it? Yes, I tell you what. Let me ask you something. Does it bother you when people say things to you that they know are not true? And you know they know what they're saying is not true. Now, I'm making a distinction. I emphasize the word know because I want to, you know, just briefly make this distinction between when people are giving us information that they know is false compared to those instances where people give us information that is not accurate, but they think it is. You know, maybe someone heard that so-and-so was going to show up at the park and they were going to be putting on a concert. And so you talk with a few other people, try to get the dates, find out when that group is going to be at the park, come to find out they're not going to be at the park, not in your city. And then you go back to your friend, your associate who told you they were going to be there, and find out they're just as disappointed as you are because they were making plans to be there, to hear that group, but they had just gotten their information wrong. Sometimes it may have to do with foods or beverages that either are or are not considered to be healthy for us. And somebody was told that, you know, eating raw eggs, actually drinking, because that's actually what you'd be doing, drinking raw eggs is healthier for you than cooking the eggs and then eating them because you get all the protein from the egg straight into your body without losing any of the egg's nutritional value by eating it raw. And there are people who used to say that. There may be some people who say that now. But I know there used to be people who say that, who used to say that. And here's the thing. Wrong. They were wrong. That was not the case. In fact, a lot of us know now, you drink, because that's usually what they would do. They wouldn't even bother to chew the yolk or anything. They would just swallow the whole thing down whole like they were drinking a glass of milk. Come to find out, that's a good way to get sick because you can get salmonella, things like that, because you have not cooked that egg and it may have some bacteria in it that needs to be cooked out, literally, so the egg won't harm you when you consume it. Well, very often, you know, in fact, it could be, it's possible that in every case, the people who said it's better to just drink it down raw weren't lying. In other words, they were not knowingly giving information that was wrong. They thought they were telling the truth. But as it turns out, the information was false. But they didn't know that. I'm making that distinction. Don't get me wrong. I understand. If you listen to someone who says drinking raw eggs is good for you, is better for you than eating cooked eggs, and you drink the raw eggs and you get sick, well, you drink raw eggs and you're sick, whether the person knew they were giving wrong information or not. I understand that. I do understand that. But I'm really focusing on motive right now. I'm really focusing on purpose right now. I'm really making a distinction between I'm not really looking at, you know, the results of the information, the wrong information being given out. Right now, I'm just looking at whether it was given out intentionally. Was wrong information intentionally given, or was wrong information unintentionally given? I tell you what, if someone gives you wrong information and they truly meant well, they thought they were giving accurate information, that can be easier to forgive than if you end up in the hospital after having drank raw eggs and the person who told you it was better to drink raw eggs knew that it was harmful and risky, dangerous to just drink raw eggs and you end up in the hospital. So how about when people are giving fake information about any number of things that could be related to, say, politics? And there's so much, man, have you noticed how closely intertwined politics is with so many other, like social concerns? Politics is mixed up in it. Health concerns, politics mixed up in it. Business concerns, politics mixed up in it. It is hard to get away from it. You know, for a long time, people used to say, I don't discuss religion or politics. Religion, politics, all mixed up in it. And of course, as you all know, we heard a whole lot. You know, you listen to news. Politics is part of it. And during the, especially during the last months, I'm not saying this is the only time it happened, but particularly during the last months of the 2016 presidential campaign, we know that then candidate Donald Trump kept telling us, fake news, fake news, fake news. And then we come to find out that a lot of fake news had been put out in his behalf. And we're finding out that certainly members of his administration were in contact with the Russians who put out that fake news to benefit Donald Trump. Our NSA, our National Intelligence Office, our FBI, all of our agencies are saying the Russians definitely put out fake news. They interfered with America's presidential election. How about when news is out there is wrong, is incorrect? Maybe it's somewhat distorted. Maybe it is totally wrong. Everything about what is being said is wrong, incorrect, inaccurate. Does it bother you when people give you fake news, knowingly give you information that is incorrect? Well, you know, it really depends on the individual. For some people, being given fake news would really upset them, especially if they grabbed hold of that news and went out telling everyone else, well, I'm saying everyone else, a lot of other people, family members, close friends, etc. Oh, let me tell you what's happening. And they break it down. And then 2 months later, they find out that the information was false. Some people would really be upset about that because they really have an interest in giving information that is factual, that is accurate, that is true, so that anyone they share that information with who acts on it will be acting on truth, facts, what's real. But then you have other people who would be spreading information once they received it, find out sometime later that the information was false, and it wouldn't bother them at all. It just plain would not bother them at all. If it fit their agenda, if it helped them with their agenda, and you know a lot of people have no interest in moving away from their agendas, no matter how harmful the agenda is. They decide, this is what I want to do. This is the way I'm going. This is what I want to pursue. This is what I want to help other people pursue who are members of this same group. And many people will not change their views. And even if you bring them information and they find out that it is false, they will make a way to either downplay it and say, well, it wasn't that big a deal, or worse yet, add lies to that one to try to make it seem like, to just try to make the false story true. And have, they won't be upset at all that someone put out fake news, false information, and that they helped spread false information. They will have no problems with it whatsoever. That's so unfortunate, because I know that our Creator speaks to us all partly through our consciences. And when we can skillfully and persistently and adamantly keep tuning out what's being given to us through our consciences, what disrespect we're showing our Creator. And not only that, but we're saying so much about our character, our true character, when we will hear a lie and know it's a lie in the moment. I mean, at the time that we're hearing, know that it's a lie and still embrace it and then spread it. Hear it and maybe not realize when you're first hearing it that it's a lie, and discover later on that it's a lie, and still have no problem with the fact that someone deliberately spread lies. That says a lot about our character. And we can become so skillful at tuning our Creator out by shutting out, putting our hands to our ears and shutting out what's being given to us through our consciences. We'll hear the Creator speaking to our consciences, saying, hey, look, not true. Hey, look, don't spread that. And we'll just flood our minds and our brains with other thoughts that help keep pushing us forward with our agenda. Not good. Not good. But we know that a lot of fake information has been put out in the past, and we have reason to believe, based on reports that a lot of the agencies are giving now, we have good reason to anticipate more interference with America. Expect more fake news. And here's the thing. Falsehoods are equal opportunity bandits. Some of you have probably heard me say this before. It doesn't matter whether we are independents, whether we are Republicans, whether we are Democrats. None of us, no group, has cornered the market on righteousness, on integrity, on good, solid character. None of us. And as a result, you have falsehoods coming out through groups, I mean, all over the place, including falsehoods coming from groups where the members portray themselves as being followers of the righteous one. Now, I'm saying that to say this. We do well to remember that we live in a world that is filled with people who are flawed. Yours truly is flawed. Everyone who is listening to this program is flawed. All of your family members and friends are flawed. Everyone on this earth is flawed. Again, including yours truly. What do we do, though, when information is being given to us and we know that it's false? Well, what if false information is being given to us and we don't know that it's false? One of the things we really do need to keep in mind is that it is important to try to do what we can to investigate. We are not investigative reporters. We are not journalists. Maybe a few of you listening are, I don't know. Maybe some of you are. But most of us are not investigative reporters. Most of us are not journalists. I'm not asking you to pretend to have a skill that you don't have. But what I am saying is use the skills that you do have to at least make attempts to determine the honesty the truthfulness of any given statement, any given positions. Don't be too quick to run with it and spread it, because you may be doing what has been done so many times before, spreading false information, even if you don't realize it. And the opportunities to do that, to spread false information, are going to pick up big time. I'll share with you how that's going to happen in just a few.